Hey, explorers. Welcome to the PJ's Explore Show, an amazing journey to exploration.
Today, I have a very interesting question for you. Is that how did India, known as the Sone Ki Chidiya, become the world's largest trader and merchant hub in ancient times? And can India recapture that ancient glory in the 21st century? Hey guys, welcome back to the PJ's Explore Show, and I'm your host Priyanshi. This is the place where we dive into intrigue, conversation that matters. I hope you all are doing fantastic and pursuing your passion with the same zeal that keeps this community buzzing. Before we dive into today's dynamic topic, let's check in with each other. And how's everyone doing? Drop your updates in the comments and on our social media platforms, because we love hearing about your adventures and discoveries and new stories. All right, guys, brace yourself for today's adventure, because we are delving into the fascinating world of economics. Our spotlight is on the incredible journey of India's economic landscape. So grab your metaphorical compasses as we embark on decoding India's economic odyssey, navigating the growth landscape in the world's fastest growing economy. It's going to be an enlightening ride, so buckle up and let's explore together. But before we dive into intricate details, let's set the stage with some recent developments. So the Indian government has set some ambitious targets to celebrate India's target at the rate 2047. The focus predicts that India's nominal GDP to soar from $3.5 trillion in 2022 to a staggering $7.3 trillion by 2030. Yes, $7.3 trillion by 2030. Picture this, by 2030, India's GDP could surpass Japan, making it the second largest economy in the Asia's Pacific region. A significant role rise in India's geopolitical power after the G20 and the establishment of India-East Asia Economic Corridor adds to the excitement. As we ponder these questions, let's take a stroll through the annals of Indian history, a tapestry woven with vibrant colors, rich cultures. So India's economic history is a saga of opulence. Did you know about Bengal's legendary merchants, that is Hira Chand and Manik Chand? They were the richest individuals globally. They traded everything from spices to the gems and even pioneered gunpowder. The ancient economy of India holds a glorious chapter in world history, marked by rich trade, advanced economic systems and unparalleled prosperity. Like Silk Route connections, coastal cities like Lothal and Dholvira were bustling seaports during Indus Valley Civilization, showcasing advanced maritime trade practices. And scientific farming, ancient Indian texts like Arthashastra by Chanakya detailed sophisticated farming techniques. The serene system, how can we forget about the serene system? Akin to a guild structure, promoted economic cooperation and collective responsibility among craftsmen and traders. And much more examples are there in the history of Indian GDP. So after the medieval, the collapse of central Mughal power in the mid 18th century, exaggerated by British expansion in India, and the decline of local powers had profound implications for the Indian economy. This period marked a significant turning point in India's economic landscape, leading to a series of challenges and hardships such as economic disarray, wars and conflicts during this period resulted in the plunder of resources, including wealth accumulated over centuries. And how can we forget about the drain of wealth where the export just crashed? So now, moving forward in time, like post-independence marked a significant shift in India's economic policy. Industrial or secondary sectors were made the prime moving force of the economy. As per Jawaharlal Nehru, industries are temples of modern Indian development, and there is no doubt about it. The industrial policy resolution of 1956 set the stage for planned economic development, but the policies of MRTP, FARA Act proved to be a mistaken step, as soon India went into inflationary spiral and fiscal deficit. Fast forward to the new economic policy of 1991, a landmark movement that ushered in economic liberalization, privatization, and globalization. So now, what impact did these shifts in economic policies have on India's growth trajectory, and how did it shape the nation's economic landscape? So to truly understand India's economic journey, let's take a retrospective look at its growth trajectory in the past. In the mid-2000s, India witnessed a booming economy with an annual GDP growth rate of 9%. Yes, 9%, fueled by historical high world trade growth. However, a financial sectoral real estate construction bubble added fuel to this growth, proving unsustainability. After the global financial crisis of 2007-08, growth slowed down to 6%. Moving forward to 2012 and 15, GDP growth fell to about 4.5%. But a data revision in January 2015, shifting the calculation to market prices, artificially inflated growth rates. The slowdown resumed after demonetization and the GST rollout in 2016 to 2018. So what factors do you think contribute to this remarkable economic performance, and can India sustain this growth trajectory? Assessing this bouncy post-COVID phase requires examining the average growth rate over the entire period. The latest data indicates an average growth rate of 4.2% over the entire post-COVID period. Yet challenges persist as private corporate investment continues to lag. Now let's zoom in on recent developments. Like in late August 2023, the National Statistics Office, means NSO, announced that India's gross domestic product surged in the April-June quarter, posting an impressive annual growth rate of 7.8%. This sparked excitement nationwide, reaffirming India's status as the fastest growing major economy globally. Vision India at the Rate 2047 plan is on the horizon, promising a transformed India by its century of independence. But can this ambitious plan withstand the unpredictable currents of global events, the so-called Black Swan events? To fulfill goal of Vision 2047, government has launched several schemes such as Vishwakarma scheme, digitalization through Aadhaar linking, etc. Now, how can India balance economic growth with environmental sustainability, and what role should it play in global initiatives like COP28? I am sure that you must have heard about COP28. So speaking of obstacles, sustainable development goal and India's stance on global issues such as the COP28 meet play a very vital role in shaping the nation's future in today's world. Because India's commitment to sustainable development goal reflects its desire to balance economic growth with environmental concern. As the world witnesses a shift towards green initiatives, India's role in COP28 and similar forums becomes pivotal in establishing itself a responsible global leader. Can India truly achieve this feat and reclaim its historical role as a global leader? What hurdles could stand in its way? As we navigate through the complexities of India's economic landscape, the data paints a nuisance picture. The recent economic momentum, as unveiled by the National Statistics Office, reflects a surge fueled in part by strategic government spending. However, behind the curtains of a large GDP lies a tale of inequality and unmet challenges. The call to broaden the growth base is not just a policy imperative, it's moral imperative. You know, feverish celebrations of a GDP must not obscure the struggle faced by large segments of our population. After all, a large GDP alone does not translate to purchasing power for all. Looking ahead, the Vision India at the rate of 2047 plan beckons a promise of transformation on the horizon. However, as we chart this course, the call for recalibration echoes loudly. The plan, ambitious in aiming for a high 9% growth rate between 2030 and 2047, must adapt to evolving global trends and unforeseen black swan events. Now, how can we ensure that 2047 plan remains dynamic, responsive, and inclusive? The way forward demands a delicate balance. Government intervention should resist unnecessary tinkering and instead pave the way for a smooth and swift, hurdles-free passage for value and job creators. The future of our economy lies not just in the hands of policymakers, but in the collective efforts of those who shape its course. So thank you for tuning in today with me. And yes, don't forget to dive into the adventure with the PJ's Explore Show on Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. Like the content that fuels your curiosity. Share the excitement with your fellow explorers. Subscribe for a front row seat to thrilling discoveries. Give us your feedback and let your voice shape our next exploration. Let's build a community of passionate explorers together. Don't miss out. Hit that like, share, subscribe, and leave your thoughts below. Bye-bye.